So the Rehoboth Art League hosting three new exhibitions this week on your historic Henlopen Acres campus. Tell me all about it.
Well, the three of them, actually, they're going to open officially to the public on the 28th. Unfortunately, we can't have opening receptions at this time, so the public is invited to view these three new exhibitions during our regular gallery hours. And to start off with the exhibitions, we're holding our ninth regional jury biennial exhibition, which, of course, comes around every 2 years. This is a kind of like a crowning glory for our exhibitions here. It's open to both members and non-members of the Art League. And it's going to be quite a show. Within this show, again, we had over 220 submissions and 68 works were juried in. So it was kind of tough. It was a tough call. The judge, Robin Craren, who is the collections research coordinator at the Barnes Foundation, actually was able to, she's the one who juried this work into the exhibition. Once I have the exhibition installed, I have an awards judge, gentleman by the name of Charles Plant, who is a Cambridge University educated art historian and art dealer based in London and New York, who will come in and he will select the award winners for this show. So it's going to flood both the Corcoran and Tubbs Gallery during this time. I looked at the work that was juried in, and the judge did a fine job. It's everything. It's from abstract to traditional. She really spent some time on this. So again, it was a tough decision. There were so many wonderful works of art that were entered into the show, but then again, it came down to the finalists who were able to get their work accepted into the show.
Yeah, definitely a wide variety of media. Okay, so also opening in the Ventures Gallery, what's happening there?
Well, again, with the biennial show in 2018, whoever wins Best in Show gets a solo exhibition that runs in conjunction with the next biennial. So in 2018, artist Frank Williams won the Best in Show. And so with that, of course, he gets a solo exhibition, and his show is what we call it. Every painting tells a story. And Frank is, I'll tell you what, he's an exceptional illustrator. He, you know, started his artistic career when he was a child at the Delaware Art Museum. He would take art classes there, where he was introduced to works like Howard Pyle, N.C. Wyeth, and then his son Andrew. So with that, his work is, he considers himself an illustrator, but then again, his work is so detailed, and it's glorious. And during the course of his career, he switched into graphic arts, and when he retired in 2016 from that field, he went back into his painting. And with these images, he's able to take something that's commonplace, and he captures a time. And it's great. Every detail of his work is phenomenal. And you get actually caught up and lost into the painting. I mean, you actually get lost into your own experience when you look at his work. And again, the detail is fantastic on his work.
All right, one more to talk about. What's happening?
Okay, and one more that we have in the Homestead is a show called Endangered by Kate Norris. Kate's work is very fascinating to me. It's all done on canvas, and it's mixed media wallpaper collages. And this is based on species that are now endangered. And what she does is she takes vintage 16th and 19th century based scientific illustrations from wallpaper, and she makes these collages from them. And she's actually able to form the images of animals, landscapes onto these canvas. Some are small and some works are extremely large. So we're excited to have that here as well. So it's quite a variety of exhibitions that are opening up on the 28th and will run through September 27th.
Do you expect a lot of people to come through the galleries? I mean, people have been cooped up for months because of COVID. Do you expect a lot of people to come through the galleries for this exhibition?
We have had a lot of people come through the galleries in the past several months. Right now, we have some current exhibitions that are up. And we get phone calls on a daily basis, primarily in the morning. Are you open? What are your gallery hours? What's the requirements to come in? You are allowed to come in as long as you have a mask on. But each day, we have droves of people coming in to see the shows. And it's great for them, too. You know, they can get out. They can come in here. We never have big mobs of people at any one time. But it's constant. Consistently, each day that we're open, we have people who come in to visit and see the shows. And quite frankly, the sales have been very good, too. The artists are very happy. So we have no doubt that we will have good crowds coming through to see these exhibitions.